Mary Hill has been accumulating prescription drugs in her Oakland office.
I have here morphine from people like who have cancer. I have Vicodin.
Hill is a social service coordinator at a retirement home. She's been storing leftover drugs from residents who have died or don't know how to get rid of them safely.
This is methadone.
Hill doesn't want the drugs, but she doesn't want them to get into the hands of recreational users or into drinking water. If she drives away with the drugs, she could be stopped by police for possession of drugs that don't belong to her.
We don't want them to put it in the garbage bin outside. They can't flush it, so I don't know what to do.
Alameda County has a prescription drug disposal program. A couple of dozen locations, including pharmacies, police, and fire stations, provide bins for the collection of everything from narcotics to inhalers. But some people don't think that's enough.
Our program that's in place just isn't extensive enough. It needs to be much more convenient.
Nate Miley is an Alameda County supervisor. He authored a local ordinance that requires drug makers to design and pay for a comprehensive drug take-back program.
This is not something taxpayers should be paying for. It seems like when products have reached their life cycle, it should be the responsibility of the manufacturers to have a way of properly disposing of those products.
Alameda County's law is the first producer responsibility drug take-back program in the country. States and the federal government have considered similar measures, but none have passed.
We can't wait for Sacramento. We can't wait for the federal government. We were hoping that other counties would see what we've done and have the courage to follow our lead.
In fact, some California counties are reportedly considering similar laws. In Seattle, the King County Council has passed an ordinance like Alameda's. Pharmaceutical companies are noticing.
Running, if you will, a waste disposal authority is something that's really not in the institutional competence of manufacturers.
Mitt Spears is general counsel for Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers Association, or PhRMA. The trade group challenged the constitutionality of the Alameda County ordinance in federal court and lost. Now, it has appealed.
Local governments have been in the waste disposal business for a very, very long time, and they know more about it. They know more about how to take care of their citizens and what the needs are.
He says PhRMA is not opposed to take-back programs, but if pharmaceutical companies have to pay for them, the costs will be passed on to consumers.
We think it's unfair to basically put upon a Medicaid or a Medicare beneficiary in Tennessee a higher cost on their products so that we can pay for a state-of-the-art take-back program in Alameda, California.
Spears says PhRMA's legal challenge questions whether county governments can regulate interstate commerce. But Heidi Sanborn of the California Product Stewardship Council says that's not the question.
Is it the appropriate role of government to pay for the end-of-life for products put on the market that have an end-of-life cost? Or is it the appropriate role of the private sector to design life cycle systems that are basically cradle to cradle?
Sanborn says pushing manufacturers to be responsible for their waste makes them rethink production.
If they have an economic incentive that drives them to redesign and rethink the product, what it's made out of, how it works, how long it lasts, then we'll see hopefully greener design. And that's ultimately our goal.
Alameda County moved its deadline for drug companies to submit disposal plans to May of next year. Supervisor Miley says the county is also helping industry with the possible creation of a separate organization to administer the drug take-back. He says that could help prevent an eventual challenge of the law before the Supreme Court. Pauline Bartolone, Capital Public Radio News.